It's an off-year election in Mecklenburg County with no big races on the ballot like president or governor. But among the races that are up for a vote, there appears to be more interest, at least judging by strong turnout in early voting. WFAE's David Borax joins me to talk about those numbers and some of the races attracting interest. Hey, David.
Hello, Mark.
Early voting started April 19th and continues through this Saturday, May 5th. And how's it been going so far?
Yeah, there does seem to be a bit more enthusiasm in this primary compared to the last off-year primary in 2014. As of Tuesday, 9,900 people had voted at the 13 early voting sites. I talked to Mecklenburg County Elections Director Michael Dickerson, and he says that at a similar point 4 years ago, only about 6,000 people had voted. Overall, 4 years ago, about 13,000 people voted early in the county, so Dickerson expects that we'll beat that.
Well, any idea why the numbers are up?
Well, first, interest in politics in general seems to be up, and there are just more contested primaries. I talked to Davidson College professor Susan Roberts about that.
I think one of the moods in the primary is people are very surprised that there are primaries. I think that's not been the case in the past. The trend nationwide is for more incumbents to be challenged this time around.
And second, Mark, some of the individual primaries in our area are getting a lot of attention, like races for Congress, state house, and county offices, like sheriff and district attorney.
A lot of people are certainly watching Congress these days. Which races are noteworthy in our area?
You know, Democrats nationally are hoping to take over control of the House from Republicans, and they need to flip 24 seats. One that they've got their eyes on is North Carolina's 9th District, which is a seat currently held by Republican Robert Pittenger. The district was redrawn before the 2016 election, and it now stretches from South Charlotte east to Fayetteville. Pittenger won the primary 2 years ago by only 134 votes over Baptist pastor Mark Harris. Harris is back again for another try here, and there's a lot at stake. The winner is expected to face a well-financed Democrat in November, Charlotte businessman Dan McCready. Many people I've talked to think that the race is Pittenger's to lose, but even if he wins, he's got a long campaign ahead. Two other congressional races in our area probably won't be as close as that one. Democratic Representative Alma Adams is running again in the 12th District against three challengers, and Republican Patrick McHenry is up for re-election in the 10th District, which stretches from Gaston County west to Asheville. He's got five Republican challengers.
But, David, there are no Republicans or any other candidates running for Mecklenburg County Sheriff or District Attorney, right?
Right. That's why everyone's watching those Democratic primaries. They'll basically decide the election. Sheriff Erwin Carmichael has two challengers, a retired CMPD detective Gary McFadden and former CMPD officer Antoine Ensley. Carmichael's in his first four-year term. He actually beat Ensley in the Democratic primary 4 years ago, 53-47%. McFadden and Ensley both want to end Mecklenburg County's participation in the federal 287G program, which Carmichael supports. That's an immigration program where the county agrees to identify and hold prisoners who are in the country illegally. Those two challengers have also criticized Carmichael's decision to end in-person jail visits for prisoners and replace them with video calls. The question is whether they'll split the vote and cancel each other out.
Mm-hmm. And in the DA's race?
Spencer Merriweather was appointed DA last year with the recommendation of the man he replaced, former DA Andrew Murray, who became a federal prosecutor. Merriweather's been a prosecutor for 10 years, and he's been trying to raise his profile by talking about criminal justice reforms. But he's facing a challenge from public defender and civil rights activist Toussaint Romain, who's basically arguing for a change in the status quo just to speed up reforms.
Now, also several North Carolina State House primaries are being watched closely. One is the seat now held by Republican Senator Dan Bishop in the 39th District in South Charlotte. What's going on there?
Well, it's actually Bishop's work in a previous office when he was a state representative that's brought a challenge to his state Senate seat. Remember, he was the primary author of House Bill 2, which banned local governments from enacting legal protections for LGBT people. He's facing Beth Monahan, a moderate Republican. She says she's running because of Bishop's push for HB 2. She's hoping voters will be looking for someone with less extreme views. Interestingly, the Democratic primary in the 38th District is also getting attention, though for the opposite reason. Longtime state senator Joel Ford, who ran unsuccessfully for Charlotte mayor last year, is being criticized for being too willing to work with Republicans. And Ford certainly has the power of incumbency, but he has three challengers, Roderick Davis, Tim Wallace, and Mujtama Muhammad. And Muhammad has racked up some key endorsements.
And early voting, as we said, continues through Saturday. WFAE's David Borax, thank you.
You're welcome, Mark.
And you can tune in to WFAE on primary night, Tuesday, May 8th, for full results. Coverage begins at 7 o'clock when David will be hosting a one-hour call-in special with two analysts in our studios, former state lawmakers Charles Jeter and Malcolm Graham. That's Tuesday at 7 here on 90.7 WFAE.